Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacey Lynn, your host, and on today's show we are honoring someone so special, Dr. Wayne Dyer, for his life's work, his lifelong, work and dedication to service, his lessons learned that he shared with us, his writings on spiritual enlightenment, oneness, spirit, and his wisdom. Wisdom of the divine, having a hand in all that we came here for. We have some special guest callers who will be joining us shortly to share their personal stories with Wayne, including how his teachings have touched their hearts and transformed their lives. Dr. Wayne Dyer, a spiritual influential teacher, touched millions of hearts where so many experienced a shift, a transformation, a spiritual awakening, a return home within to their own spirit. I feel so blessed to share with all of you my personal story with Wayne. You see, I believe in my heart that God planted Wayne in my life as a catalyst on my journey to support my spiritual awakening and to understand and accept the gift of spirit that showed up in my life. Also to tune in to my God-realized self. I know through my spiritual journey, you know, my entire life and also in the last 5 years, that there's always a bigger plan at hand. It's very much a divine plan. I know the spirit of Wayne is on this show as well, so everybody definitely enjoy that because the energy is very fun because Wayne was very humorous and very, very light, too. So for me, it all began in 2009 when I was in a Barnes & Noble bookstore with my then 5-6-year-old little boy. I had a Starbucks in one hand and my son's hand in the other when a book fell off the shelf, hit me, and fell to my feet. I picked this book up and looked at the cover and saw this, you know, very tall, bald man smiling back at me. And I say this jokingly that he had me at hello. However, the hello was the title that spoke to my heart in the moment, the power of intention. I read the back cover. I was really intrigued by this thought, and I bought the book. I read the book, and I started shifting. I felt inspired to volunteer my time to organize a national conference in Chicago for people that were out of work due to the economic downturn. This was in 2009. The power of intention shifted me from ego, the smaller self, into service, and I learned about being and residing in my higher self. And wouldn't you know, everyone I called to sponsor this conference and speak at this conference on a panel said yes and flew in on their own money and dime. And we weren't paying anyone to sponsor or to speak. So these were Fortune 100 and 500 leaders and companies that showed up. My experience was the power of intention was just that, very powerful. The conference received national recognition and international attention, and I was recognized and invited to an award ceremony, and I was handed a service award, one of the highest honors within the industry. So I was very humbled, and I learned from this experience that residing from service, which felt so natural, is like having a golden key to open doors. In 2011, I received an email, a newsletter, if you will, from Wayne about a conference he was speaking at in New York. It was a Hay House conference, and upon opening the email, I got chills and a burst of energy up and down my spine. Just so incredible, I could feel it, and it really pulled me to sign up. And this burst of energy kept running through my body, some sort of validation to attend and to go. So I bought a pass for this a conference, and I got on the plane and I went to New York. And little did I know, this was very much a plan, and I was not just an attendee, but I was the one being realized that would begin the painting of my service to the world. And as I took a seat, Dr. Wayne Dyer came on the stage with a surprising familiar sense about him. He asked if it was okay if he could take us through a meditation to the song Amazing Grace. And having never meditated before, I was quite curious as to what this was all about. The song Amazing Grace had a soulful place in my heart, having heard it so many times at my loved ones' memorial services. And during this meditation, I felt my loved ones on the other side in heaven encircle me. I saw them, and I saw a ray of light shining down on my face in this meditation. And when I opened my eyes, I became startled as I saw with my eyes open my beloved grandmother, grandfather, and uncle who had passed up on the stage next to Wayne, standing by a large vase of flowers. I could see them, and I could see through them. As they lovingly smiled back at me, I was startled. I closed my eyes again, and then they were gone. I felt love, immense love in my heart, and I heard, "We are with you still." The loving, sacred space that Wayne Dyer held open for the spiritual experience to see, feel, and hear my loved ones in heaven was one I will forever cherish and one that changed my life and placed me in an amazing place of inspiration and wonder and curiosity to explore and to know what this was all about. And to also understand that this has always been with me, my God-realized self, my spirit within. My intention going to this conference was to be inspired, and I not only received this, I received healing of my heavy, grieving heart, knowing that when we die, it's not final, and our departed that we love with all our hearts are still with us, loving us and guiding us from behind the heavenly veil. Dr. Wayne Dyer spoke of spirit through his writing, and when he spoke, and I thank him for paving the way to understand and accept spiritual oneness and to know how possible this really is through God's graces. And after the spiritual awakening with Wayne, I began meditating daily, and I was spiritually open, feeling and receiving from my loved ones in heaven, and it's so healed years and years of heavy, heavy grief for me. A year or so later, I was reading the book Wishes Fulfilled, and we were in Mackinac Island, Michigan, and my husband was photographing my son and I in front of the hotel, and this large white circle kept appearing in the photograph, and my husband said, I cannot get this white circle out of the photograph. It won't leave every time I take a photo. He took a few photos and was frustrated because he could not get rid of this white circle. And when the photos came in, sure enough, there was a perfect white circle around my head in two photographs. And not only was there a white circle, and the circle was a face of a man over my left shoulder with a long white beard. And he felt very biblical to me. And that day of seeing that photograph, I got a massage, fell into meditation, and this man in my photograph walked up to me on a desert and spoke to me and said, "Hello, my name is Solomon, and I'm here to help you walk your path in truth." This, too, was a powerful turning point in my life as I was being guided by King Solomon and was met with many chills and tears. And I would have never known about spiritual orbs if it wasn't for Wayne's work and his writing in Wishes Fulfilled, where he shows pictures of these orbs representing spiritual energy around us. And orbs are now being researched Wayne Tzu in 2011 talked about these white orbs on stage and how they have showed up in his photos while he is up there speaking. Synchronicity was at hand as this orb showed up in my life. I was reading one of my favorite books by Wayne, which was Fulfilled. And like I said, I would have never known about this white circle, this orb, if I had not read his book, which was Fulfilled. And these orbs showing up in photographs is spirit knocking at your door to help you and to guide you on the path forward. I've also since learned that orbs represent halos of those in spirit. So we will be posting this orb photograph on the Facebook page and also on the website as well. I have read 6 books of Wayne's, and I love them all. My favorite books are Inspiration and Wishes Fulfilled. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about my journey with him in the beginning. And we have some guest callers, special guest callers, who are joining us right now that are going to be sharing their personal stories with Wayne, including how his writings and his work have really filled their hearts and helped them in their life. So I want to welcome Uma onto the show. Uma, thank you for joining us on the Gift of Spirit Radio.
Thank you, Stacy, for having me. It's such a joy to be talking about Wayne.
Oh, it is such a joy. I have to say I have chills all over my head right now. I know he's here in spirit. He fills our hearts with so much joy. He really, really took that path, that fork in the road to share all that had his life and spirit. I have so much thanks in my heart for him. I wanted to ask you, Uma, how has your experience with Wayne and his work filled your heart and helped you along on your spiritual journey here?
Well, given that I spent most of my years living and working in India, I knew about Wayne and his books, but I never read a single book of his until I moved to the United States in 2008. You know what they say about when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Yes,
I guess it was
yes.
That for me, because when my mother died in 2009 and I found myself in a very dark place of deep pain, that's when I turned to Wayne's book, and that's when I turned to his radio show and his wisdom. And I found so much comfort and so much consolation, so much wisdom and guidance for my next chapter through his work. So if I have to pick a favorite book of his, I would say it was The Shift from Ambition to Meaning, because that's where I found myself when my world was turned upside down, moving through grief and loss as I wondered what I was meant to do with this life. Who am I? Why am I here? That's when Wayne's messages started to resonate with me very deeply and very loudly. I would listen to his radio show every week. Mm-hmm. And I do mention his work in my book as well. One of his favorite books, the one that I keep going back to, is Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Living
Change
the Wisdom
Life.
Of the Tao.
Yes, I read that book.
Yeah, so the 20th verse of the Tao Te Ching says this, and I have this in my book because it really speaks to where I was following my mother's passing and when I was getting ready to step into the next chapter of my life. So this is what it says. Must I fear what others fear? Should I fear desolation when there is abundance? Other people strive for fame. I avoid the limelight. I drift like a wave on the ocean. I blow as aimless as the wind. All men settle in down their grooves. I alone am stubborn and remain outside. So that is really where I found myself. Everything that had been meaningful to me suddenly stopped having any sense, making any sense at all. And one time when I got on the radio show with Wayne, I was one of the callers who could ask him a question. Mm-hmm. It was my miraculous happy day. Wayne said to me, sweetheart, don't ever say your mother was lost to you. She never was lost to you, and she never will be lost to you, because you're connected to her forever. And those words are some of the words that I cherish and carry in my heart even today. because that opened the door to this knowing that we remain connected to our loved ones in spirit. The love never dies. They never went away. They just changed form.
Beautiful. So in that moment when Wayne spoke to you, and that allowed you to, you know, shift and open up to receive, right, from spirit.
Exactly. The moment was ready. I was right. My heart was wide open. And I just always wanted to meet Wayne Dyer in person.
Yes, so, me too.
Yeah, back in the day, I would look at all these programs and events on his site, on his Facebook page, and everything seemed out of reach. I mean, it was just way too expensive for me back then.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning in my meditation, I would sit down and see myself at a Wayne Dyer event and picture the moment I was giving him a hug. And as I gave him a hug, I felt the denim of his shirt on my cheek. I made the visualization so real that I could really feel the texture of this denim shirt on my cheek.
Wow.
And finally, I found one of the events. He was coming to Chicago where I live, and this event was priced at $50. So I jumped up in joy, and I registered right away. And when I went to meet him, I walked up to him, gave him a hug, and said, "Something seems familiar." He was wearing a denim shirt, and I was feeling the texture on my cheek.
Wow. I have chills everywhere. Wow.
So
Wayne talked so much about manifesting, right?
Exactly. He spoke about manifesting
feeling
the time. Yes. And I really took that into my heart. I said, I can have anything I desire. As long as I'm aligned with it energetically, it is going to open up for me. You know, back in the day, I was concerned about the how and the why and the where and the when.
Mm.
But now I've let all that go, and a big part of that is because of Wayne's teaching. He said, just keep dreaming that it's possible. It's in your life. Let go of how it comes to be and who's going to make it happen and when it's going to happen. And that's what I do with everything in my life. I just manifest. I focus on the energy, and it shows up when it's meant to.
And so much showed up for you after that, because you wrote your book, right?
I wrote my book, yes.
Losing Amma, Finding Home, right?
Losing Amma, Finding Home, a memoir about love, loss, and life detours. And how amazing that it was published by Hay House.
Wayne. Yes! How amazing. More was being manifested at that time with Wayne on that radio show.
Exactly. And I just didn't know how all of this would happen, but I trusted what Wayne said. Just keep the dream alive. Keep thinking that it's possible and it will come to you. So I could never have manifested this if I hadn't taken Wayne's message deep into my heart. Also, when Anita Murjani interviewed me on Hay House Radio, this was, of course, after Wayne's passing, but both Anita and I joked and laughed and said, Wayne made this happen. This was Wayne's doing. Because I kept talking to Wayne even after he died and said, you have to connect me with Anita. I love her work. I love her spirit, her beautiful energy. And just synchronistically, I was led to her. She opened up. She read my book. She loved it. She had me on her show. Oh, my God.
Wayne at work. Wayne is still at work, everybody. And he can do more from the other side, which is amazing, than he can do here, which is so amazing. He wrote so many beautiful books and, I mean, really helped people's hearts heal and open up to their truth and their spirit and their God-realized self. And it's amazing what he can do still, you know, from the other side and bringing you onto Anita's show. And I was actually on that show and listened, and the energy was so light and beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Anita is such a beautiful soul. And this speaks of Wayne's generous heart as well. Women like Anita Murjani and Immaculée Ilvagiza, who had amazing stories of forgiveness and traveling to the other side and coming back to do her mission here. He brought these stories to light. He gave these women a voice, and today both Immaculée and Anita are traveling the world, speaking, teaching, inspiring and changing lives. That was Wayne's generosity. He really knew how to bring stories to life in such a way that these people could then go on to transform millions of lives.
Mm. Yes, I remember being at the 2011 I Can Do It conference when I saw Wayne for the first time, and he talked about Anita. He talked about her then and how she called into his radio show, and he flew her to California, and he wanted that story, that miraculous story of her healing and her near-death experience out there for the world to know what is possible. And look at where she is now. Look at where she is now, serving so many. Well, Uma, how can people find you and find out how to get your book? Please give your website. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Uma.
Oh, thank you, Stacey. It's such an honor to be here sharing my thoughts about Wayne. The best way to find me is through my website, umagirish.com, umagirish.com. And my book is available on Amazon.
Losing Alma, Finding Home. Thank you so much for joining us, Uma. And this is the Gift of Spirit Radio and Healthy Life. We'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, and on the show today we are honoring Wayne Dyer for his wonderful work in our lives, and we have callers that are calling in, special guests that have met Wayne and spoken with him and have just had these amazing life journeys with his work. So I want to welcome Mal onto the show. Thank you, Mal, for joining us in this special hour to honor Wayne.
Oh, Stacy Lynn, it's a joy to be here with you and to get the opportunity to share about Wayne.
Yes, I feel so much emotion from you right now. So I'll just let you share, how has he influenced you and helped you on your path forward?
Well, I became a student of Wayne's in the late 80s when I first got into recovery. It had been suggested to me to read some of his books, and the first one was the Your Erroneous Zones. Mm-hmm. And immediately, he was also in recovery, so I identified with him. I knew he was authentic when discussing this journey, and I could feel his truth. And at that point in time, I just said, you know, this is someone that I have a connection to, and I'm going to follow. And I've read almost every book that he has. I've done many of, you know, webinars, anything that he offered. But in December of 2014, a flyer came across in my email that he was going to be in Maui. And it was not the best time in my personal life to travel, but I was gripped by the image, the message, and of healing our lives and ourselves, and I decided to go. So I flew out in January of 2015. The Wayne that I spent 2 days with was, in my estimation, a man that had reached Christ consciousness. He had an aura around him of light and love. There were 500 people with him, and I can speak for myself, but I think it represents everybody else's feelings. We all felt immense, unconditional love from him as he spoke. This was no longer the self-help guru with all the books. This was a man that had discovered his true passion and power and had stepped up to that fully. And it was as touching and as moving for me, and I could cry now when I tell you this, to be with him there as it was for me to be with the Pope in 1994 in Rome.
Wow.
I had the same feeling of overwhelm, of spirituality, of connection, of acceptance, and I sat next to him to take a picture. I mean, I can't smile any bigger. But
I've seen that photograph.
Light.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. There is just a light around him, a presence. And I think Wayne knew he had reached where he wanted to be, and he was ready for whatever was next. And as, you know, we all know, he passed several months later peacefully in his sleep. So I think he was ready to go. He had obtained what he wanted to do in this world in serving others. Mm-hmm. And he felt his mission was complete. And in his language with us in those 48 hours, it was all about understanding that God is really within us. And he said that God was the creative source of everything. And if God is in us, then the creative source of everything is in us. Mm-hmm. And he wanted us to know that at our deepest levels. It was profound.
Yeah, it feels, you know, what I'm feeling is that he was really there, you know, just 1 foot in the heavens, 1 foot here, fully in his God-realized self, one with God, one with Spirit, one with all things. And he made, you know, his life, his journey, his mission to let people know that this is all really possible. You can do all things, you know, that God is living within you. You can be all things, do all things. It's infinitely
I love the way you describe 1 foot in heaven and one, you know, 1 foot here. That's really where he was at.
It's where he was, It's where he resided, where he wrote from, and his words, you know, that came across the page is just were so healing because they were coming from God within. That's why it spoke to millions of people and touched millions of hearts, because people could feel in his writing, they could feel God.
Yeah. And sitting in front of him, as I told you, it was like being with a godlike presence, with just a very high spiritual master. It filled the room. And his words were that we all can attain this state of bliss and connection to our soul and to that love of God. It's all within us and very attainable.
Yeah, it's interesting. 2011, when I saw him at the I Can Do It conference, I felt that presence within him, obviously, because of the spiritual experience that I had in meditation. But also, you know, he was humbled and he joked about him being up there as a spiritual leader, you know, one of three with the Dalai Lama. And, you know, those things, you know, didn't mean that much. I mean, he found humor in it, but he also knew why everything happened in his life. You know, one of my favorite quotes from him is, "Those with dharma, really big dharma, you know, accept the big obstacles that go along with that." He knew that he stood in between the obstacles, the big obstacles, and then his dharma, being on that stage and sharing all of the spiritual God-given gifts with the world. And he was so relatable because of his openness, his candidness, his transparency of his life. And he shared all of it, you know, without holding anything back. Yeah. So when he had the 1 foot in mm-hmm. heaven and the 1 foot here, he really did. He resided from all that is.
And he was so real.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so human. I mean, he was a spiritual being having a human experience. We all know that.
Yeah, and we all are that. We all
yes.
are that, too.
Yes.
And he gives us the permission to be that as well and to go there and to learn and explore and to love ourselves and to be love. And so, Mel, we're almost out of time, but I want you to let people know how they can find you, please.
MalDwayneCoach.com is my website, or you can find me on Facebook, MalDwayneCoach.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mel, for calling in and sharing your beautiful experience with the amazing Wayne Dyer. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacey Lynn, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Dwayne is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDwayneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Get to Spirit Radio. I am Stacey Lynn, and we are honoring a very special man, Dr. Wayne Dyer, for his life's work and sharing how he came into our lives and had an impact on our hearts and souls and on the spiritual path forward as well. So we have a special guest caller on the line, Raina. Welcome to the Gift of Spirit Radio.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy so happy to have you on. I have to tell a little bit of a story before I have you share. Raina and I met in 2011 at the I Can Do It conference in New York. We actually ran into each other a few times in those 2 days of being there. And I just want to share a couple of these things because it is quite amazing. There were thousands of people at this place and just everywhere. And we kept running into one another on the first day. And after the first day of the conference, we met outside. And I think she was waiting for a cab. And when I met her and I asked her her name, she told me her name was Raina. And I had had a meditation at the conference. Where we were asked, if you remember, to bring forth one of our guardian angels. And the angel came through and said that their name was Renee. And when I met Raina, I got chills everywhere as validation. And then the second day of the conference, I walked in late, and of course thousands of people are seated, and this woman walks me down the aisle and says, there's one seat right there. And I walked over, and sure enough, who was sitting right there but Raina. So, Raina, this just fills my heart to have you on this show because I know you too experienced quite a bit in that weekend. And so I'll have you share now your journey with Wayne and how he just led you and helped you along your own way on your spiritual journey.
Okay, thank you so much. You know, it's funny that story that you bring up because, you know, at the time, I had been quite a follower, an avid reader of Wayne Dyer's books, and I tried to see him in person as much as possible. And so I had sort of ventured down that path for a while at that time by then. And so it didn't surprise me at all. All these coincidences kept happening. And you had more recently discovered Wayne Dyer.
Yes.
So for you, it was so beautiful to see. It was like such a beautiful childlike surprise, and I thought, oh, welcome to this world. Welcome to Wayne Dyer's world where nothing is an accident. And you start opening your eyes to that kind of quote-unquote coincidence, which we all know by now really is not a coincidence, and you realize it happens all the time. So I just thought, well, clearly I'm meant to meet this wonderful woman, Stacy. So thank you for that, for bringing up that story. Wayne Dyer really reemerged in my life, I guess. It felt as if it was the first time, though. In 2003, I was going through a really tough time emotionally. I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, but something went very wrong. And to make a long story short, I almost lost my life in childbirth. And sadly, our darling daughter passed away soon after she was born. Well, that changes you. That experience of almost losing your life, but then being given a second chance, and also at the same time of losing your own child, that stays with you forever. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, I was struggling. I was beyond grateful to be alive, but I was really grieving at the loss of our baby. And, you know, she was a part of me for 9 months. A few years later, someone handed me a copy of The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer. And that was new to me, or so I thought. And I read it, I just devoured it, and it literally shifted everything in me. The way I view life, relationships, my place in the world, why I'm here, where I'm going. You know, the power of intention just opened up for me, for the first time, the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. I love what Wayne Dyer says about that. He says, the law of attraction is this. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you are.
What you are. It's one of my favorite quotes from him.
Yes, me too. And it's funny, the whole time I was reading that book, and this was 2006, I was feeling kind of a deja vu, and I thought, wow, some of these concepts somehow feel familiar to me, and I wasn't sure why. And then it dawned on me, I realized, I basically had an aha moment, I realized that I had seen his very first book, Your Erroneous Zones, on my parents' bookshelf 30 years before that, in the late 70s.
Wow.
And I remember, I was only about 10 or 12 at the time, I remember I had taken it down off the shelf and thumbed through it and read parts of it. And I remember that it was about how your thoughts have huge power. But I don't think I could fully grasp or appreciate those concepts as much at the time. You know, they're kind of deep. So later, when I then rediscovered Wayne Dyer's work, I just couldn't get enough of it. I read so many of his books and went to hear him speak many, many times. And his teachings not only shifted my whole outlook and way of thinking, but I decided to change careers because of the shift that occurred within me basically brought on, thank you to Wayne Dyer. I went back to school and I got certified as a career and life coach, and then it sort of morphed and evolved from there, and I've just never looked back and never been happier, and I just thank the world, I thank God, I thank fate, I thank the universe, I thank Wayne Dyer for bringing me Wayne Dyer and his beautiful authenticity and teachings into the world for those of us to really grasp onto and change our lives in very, very positive ways.
Raina, it's so interesting because I didn't know this about you, that the power intention came into your life and then you ended up going back to school for coaching. That's exactly what happened to me.
I know. I remember following your journey.
Yes, the book's off the shelf, and then here I'm in this recruiting business of my own, and I start being asked, why am I not coaching? And I was reading The Power of Intention at that time. And so,
oh, I didn't know it was that book.
Yes, it was that book that fell off the bookshelf of Barnes & Noble, and I had never heard about Wayne. I never knew who he was or anything, but somehow when that book fell off the shelf, it drew me in. That's so interesting. What synchronicity there that we both, from reading that book, were led and guided to go into being, you know, a coach, a certified
coach.
Wow.
And I another thing I love about Wayne is that through his stories, you know, he loves telling stories, as you know, about his life and his journey. And I think it was that day when I was with you that one of his daughters was also up on stage, and she told some interesting stories from her childhood, remembering him when he was writing his first one, Your Erroneous Zones, and then some of the other ones after that. And through all these stories, you get such a beautiful, clear picture about Wayne Dyer, and he'll tell you that it's not all just about getting still, meditating, and truly hearing spirit, you know, that voice of the source within. I mean, that's a huge, important part of it. But I love that he's also very open about everything he did, all the steps he took in his life to actively change his life. You know, he grew up bouncing from one foster home to another and had a very, very difficult beginning. And then when he wrote his first book, all the hopes and dreams he had for that and everything, all the steps he took. So I just love that part about him, too, that he's just a real person.
He's so real, and that's why he was so relatable, and that's why I feel that, I'm going to share later in the show some similarities in his, you know, upbringing and mine, that it spoke to me in the deepest way, and that was the way in. That was the way in for us to open up to his work and all his writings, and wonderful, Raina. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and how can people find you, and what are you doing now?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. As I said, it's all been an evolution, which I love. And I am now not only a certified career and life coach, but I also have another business where I teach women and men how to create successful businesses of their own so they can have lives according to their purpose and create greater abundance and prosperity for themselves.
Wonderful. We just got a few seconds left, so give your website, please. So
my name is Raina Hedeman. .com, RENAHEDEMAN.com. If it's easier to remember, you can think of yourbigfunlife.com. We'll get
wonderful.
There.
Thank you, Raina.
Thank you so much for having me.
Show.
It's been a pleasure.
And we will be right back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. it's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to the Gift of Spirit Radio Show. I am Stacy Lynn, and we are honoring Dr. Wayne Dyer this hour for his life's work and how he has filled our hearts and helped us along the way on our spiritual-driven path. And I would like to share some of the highlights from the 2011 talk that I saw and when I went to New York from Wayne, and including some of the quotes that really deeply touch my heart and soul. But first, Wayne and I have some similar life experiences that I want to share. Wayne was so real. He was so authentic, and he did not hold back in sharing anything about his life, and that's what I loved about him. He talked about, you know, how he was like 3 or 4 years old when his father walked out of his life. My father as well walked out on our family when I was about 16. My father fled the country and left our family, and Wayne forgave his father, and I too forgave my father for abandoning our family. And I did get to see my father. I had not seen or heard from him in over 26 years, and he was out of my life. And right before his passing, I went to meet him, and I experienced this forgiveness and a father's love for his daughter for the first time in my life. And what is amazing about this is after this big forgiveness and letting go of this pain, the spiritual connection within me and with spirit in the heavens became stronger, as it did for Wayne. So Wayne also spoke of a woman by the name of Maya, who was his friend and his confidant. And I, too, have a Maya who came into my life shortly after my spiritual awakening, after I said yes to being in the spiritual gift to heal lots of grieving hearts. And she's my dear friend and my confidant. And I believe she's on the phone right now. Maya, welcome.
Hi, Stacy. Great to be with you.
You too. It was so interesting. I was meditating yesterday, and Wayne came in spirit and said, "We both have Mayas, or had Mayas." And I was like, "What? What are you saying?" And I got chills, and then, of course, tears, and then I got it. So thanks for calling in, Maya. And I'm just going to give you, like, a minute to, you know, share and say something about this.
Sure. I'm so glad to be here. And once you told me that you have this same Maya connection with Wayne Dyer, I went online and I found a paragraph or two that he shared about his Maya, and I wanted to say some of that right now, because it's in his book, The Essential Wayne Dyer Collection. It's in a chapter called Inspiration is Simple, and you're going to get a kick out of
it. Yeah. Book, yep.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get a kick out of this, Stacey, because he mentions Maya under a subhead titled Peace. And really quickly, he just says that the reason why Maya brought him such peace in his life is because she was the quintessential multitasker. And most people who did his work would be surrounded by an entourage of folks who would help him with various aspects of his business. But once he realized he wanted to have a simpler way of managing his affairs, his Maya came into his life and took care of everything. And so over the course of more than 30 years, she became his assistant, his best friend, associate, and his confidant. So I just thought the parallels were beautiful. And in that page, he talked about how Maya came into his life to teach him that peace and simplicity is possible in his business. And he got this entourage of one to help him handle all his business affairs. And so he was eternally grateful for his Maya. So I thought that
was
beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I got tears in my eyes around that Maya, because my Maya, too, is all about peace and leadership with peace. And she has such a path around writing about peace. And she simplifies things for me and helps me, too, within my business. And I'm just so grateful and thankful. I had no idea. And I mean, I read that book, but of course you weren't in my life then when I read that book, Inspiration, and Wayne brought it to me yesterday. And there's so many parallels there. It's amazing.
Exactly. I'm all about peaceful leadership, as you know. And so when I read this, I thought, oh gosh, I have to talk about this on the show because it's just so beautiful.
Oh, it is so beautiful. And you are all about simplifying things, too, because you're so talented, you know, and gifted.
Thank you.
And so I just, oh, my gosh, my heart's so full right now. I'm being mean. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Maya. And thank you, Maya, for calling into the show very much. And can you share also where people can find your writings?
Oh, of course, yeah. If you're interested in reading more about peaceful leadership and finding peaceful ways in your work and life, just go to leadfortheworld.com. It's spelled exactly how it sounds, leadfortheworld.com.
And I must say, so Maya's a writer and she's also a coach, but she writes from the soul and it's just beautiful. So please, those of you that are writers, follow her because she has a big path ahead of her, I do know. So thank you, Maya, for calling in to the show.
Thank you, my dear. Have fun.
Okay, blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to also share that another parallel with Wayne is that I, too, struggled with the fork in the road. As far as, you know, I've always done work in executive coaching and recruiting, and when the spiritual awakening happened in 2011, oh, my goodness, I had no idea what was happening. I really wanted to keep it for just me, my family, and friends around the gift, and I, too, took the road less traveled, got out of my own way, and started sharing this gift on a bigger scale, I guess, to help and heal those that were grieving. So I want to thank Wayne for that too, and that he took the road less traveled. I love that. So on September 17th in 2011, I absorbed like a sponge so many of Wayne's spiritual teachings, and I want to share some of those with you. You heard a quote earlier from Raina that he mentioned that I wrote down, you don't manifest what you want, it's what you are. And I love that. We can lead from our spirit. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And to have an open mind and let resistance go, attached to nothing, suspend doubt and open to anything. And so those are just some of the quotes that spoke to my heart. So we will be right back. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio and HealthyLife.net. We'll be back after these messages.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, and in closing, I would like to read from Wayne's book, his memoir, I Can See Clearly Now. As I look back on those days when I felt so much inner tension over not being able to make the decision to leave the familiar and head into the unknown, I can see very clearly that there was something very powerful working within me, in me, that simply could not be ignored. I came here with music to play, and the idea of getting to the end of my life and dying with that music still reverberating within me was more than I could bear. I trust in these inner feelings and believe that they involve a kind of divine guidance. We thank you, Wayne, for just sharing everything in your heart and in your life and in your spirit with us, and for the music that came through you that filled our souls with love and peace and service. This is the Gift of Radio show with Stacy Lynn, giftofspiritradio.com. Thank you for joining us. Blessings of love and spirit.